congratulations, Dr. Davis. That's incredible. I would give you the next half hour to talk if you wanted to about how you're going to know. And Cass, congratulations on your job and recent marriage as well. Pretty exciting. So as far as West Plains Economic Development, we've got Economic Development Group. It's known as EDC. It's got so many different acronyms, but it's basically West Plains Area Economic Development Corporation. And we'll see if this will transition. There we go. So taking a quick look back, for those that have been in this room before, maybe haven't been in this room before, I've been here in West Plains for 8 years, and so I put some of these things on the board as far as my recent memories. Now, EDC and ODC and IDC and a lot of other groups. Let's see here. Extend. Let's see if this does it. What's that? This one? So I don't have any dad jokes like I used to tell. I apologize for that too. Anybody got glasses?
Yes.
Well, which one is it?
It's. It should say like unfreeze or something like that. I haven't frozen this before.
Unfreeze.
Maybe unfreeze. Oh, I think. Begin. Does that work? So it's on your screen.
Let's see. Duplicate.
Yeah. There we go.
Of course, it's got that over on the side. Oh, all right. Let's go back. My name is Dave Thomas, West Plains Economic Development Chairman. Miles to my left here. Also will be helping today if I get stuck, which hopefully I won't. So a quick look back. I've been in West Plains for 8 years now, a little over 8 years. And so I want to look at some of the recent history of things that have occurred since then. West Plains Economic Development's been around for quite some time in a lot of different capacities, fashions. Lots of you have been on the board or served in some sort of capacity over the years. So I'm not telling any secrets here. Kerry Stewart and Russ Gant, probably 6-7 years ago, I talked to both of them and many others got together and we had West Plains Ready, or Regional Economic Development Incorporated. And so there was kind of this start of, we need to do something different than what we've been doing in the past to try to get new businesses, organizations in our area, and maybe even have some of them stick around. You know, we had things, Regal Beloit and other companies that have left, you know, shoe factories many, many years ago. And how do we retain these folks and how do we keep them, but how do we attract new? So there was a company called Next Move Group that was hired to actually help us during this process on what we needed to do. Some of the things that I remember from those meetings was that one of them was our living room is dirty. No offense to anybody that's on the court square, but they kind of focused that as our living room and our living room not being kept or clean, and maybe we could make that a little fancier or whatever. Maybe we could have way signs that say, go this way to Court Square off the interstate, or go this way to the Holiday Inn or whatever. Tourism Board, I know, is working on some of those things right now, or has been, you know, 5-6 years later. One of the suggestions from the Next Move Group was to have public and private partnerships. So this is to hire Dave Bossmeyer. In this case, we had to have some public funding. The city pitched in, and then private funding places like banks here in town, some other organizations pitched in so we could try to do some great things. We provided a contract to a director of EDC. We had EDC board and committees that formed. We had a recent job fair in the past year that was a success. Golden Shovel Project, which has actually had some funding and grant funding. We were a part of that project. We had a director, we'll call it transition out. So we've, you know, had a director of economic development pretty much for the last 10 years. And there's not a lot that, I mean, we're proud of a lot of things, but you really can't stick a stake in the ground and say, well, the director of economic development brought this, this, and this to town, or they kept this, this, and this business here. So we kind of had to look back, take kudos to what we, or take inventory as far as what we were doing and what we weren't doing as economic development. And it's kind of one of those things. We had to form a roadmap. You know, you can say, you can be in a car trying to travel across the country and you're going 100 miles an hour, but if you don't have a map, you may feel like you're making really good time, but you don't know where you're going. And I kind of feel like that's where we have been, and our board felt that way as well. I was brought on in with the last 24 months, and so going at great speed with a lot of great ideas, but maybe not the roadmap laid out perfectly. So that's where we came up with a strategic planning session. There was a gentleman, David Liss, over in Nixa, who had actually worked with the school district over there, had actually worked with our school district here. Wonderful guy. These names on here, won't go through all of them. Some of them are present here in the room, but we basically had a committee. We may have missed a couple names here as well, but we had some folks here that participated in a 2.5-day seminar to basically lay out the infancy of a strategic plan for West Plains economic development. You know, we needed that roadmap, and this is where it started. So it was a really, really good 2.5 days for those that were in the room. It felt like it was going to be an eternity before we got to the meeting, but I can tell you that 2.5 days went really, really fast. It was very structured. We ran out of time. You know, there were so many things that we talked about. Here's some of the other folks that had a presence in the room, at this very room, while going through this plan. So you've got folks from a lot of different groups, a lot of different organizations, and not just one unit or one capacity or one faction from West Plains. We brought in a lot of different people to have a piece of this. So some of the initiatives, hopefully, I know these words are tiny, but to get them all on here, we had to first were challenged with coming up with beliefs. And so I'll really read through these. We believe our community must welcome and embrace individuals with diverse backgrounds and experiences for growth. The community must be a place where all individuals have opportunities to grow and prosper for generations. The community must grow in a well-planned and graceful manner. Honesty, hard work, and cooperation are core values of our community. Diversity of business and industry must be pursued to ensure a prosperous future. How we tell our story and promote our community matters. Small changes lead to big changes. Visionary leadership is a community responsibility. And you'll see throughout here collaboration, community support, all of us singing kumbaya, almost singing off the same page of the hymnal, so to speak, at the same time. That's going to be so important for our future. I think where we failed, and I know Sam Anselm was not here, but we've talked about this a number of times in the board, is maybe over the last 10 years we failed ourselves by trying to put one director in that position. So you hire a director for economic development, go bring in new businesses, show some love to all the businesses that are here. We don't want to lose anybody, by the way, and we want to bring more people in. And then you hire the director and you say, okay, you got it. You got this. And so you've got one person in charge. And not to say that there weren't other people working behind the scenes here, but you got one person that you've kind of pointed towards, and we've taken a step back and hope that it happens. And so I don't think that we can hope anymore, and that's where some of the things you'll see here as far as collaboration. We did come up with a mission statement. West Plains Economic Development Corporation exists to ensure a shared vision for economic development through proactive collaboration and community engagement where all have opportunities to grow and prosper for generations. So we didn't just think of the short term. We certainly thought of the long term and the things that made sense down the road for this particular organization. If we're WPEDC a year from now or 10 years from now, we're really not for sure if that's it, but we had to get some sort of strategic plan to know what direction that we're going. And this is interactive, so if you've got any questions during this presentation, certainly shout out, but I'll have time for questions as well. Some of the parameters that we set out for ourselves: we'll always act in accordance with local, state, and federal law. That's kind of a given. We will always demonstrate responsible stewardship of community resources. So if you do have city giving us money or private folks giving us money, we want to be good stewards of those funds. We'll always evaluate traditions while embracing change. This is very important to me and a lot of people in the room that have family that have been here for lots and lots of years. It's not the new 30, 40, 50 somethings changing everything. We've got to embrace some of the incredible traditions that have been established in Howe County, around our great region. Look at those, make sure that they're working properly, but also start some new things as well. We'll always consider the overall well-being of the community. We'll always evaluate development opportunities equally. We'll always evaluate opportunities based on the communal good versus the individual benefit. And so these are some powerful impact statements that our whole group came up, and hopefully you can read between the lines on some of these statements. objectives. We're challenged with objectives. The number of collaborative economic and community development projects will increase annually. We want to improve the quality of life annually, and we want to improve economic vitality annually. Those kind of all fit together for the most part, but they're big power objectives, and not getting too much in the weeds with those statements. When it came to strategies, these are the things that we actually need community help on. We need collaboration, and we need some support from others. And so we came up with some strategies. The first one, community engagement. We'll develop and implement plans to engage the community in economic development. So in each one of these sections, we actually need support from business leaders, individuals in the community to help us get to the point where we can really develop our final plan and have a roadmap as far as where we want to go in the future. Not something that we put on the shelf and just set it there to say that we got through the process, but actually a roadmap. The second one, quality of life. We develop and implement plans to improve quality of life with respect to economic development. The WPEDC structure, like I said earlier, we actually need to develop and implement plans to define the structure and role of the WPEDC. Business development, we will develop and implement plans to meet the needs of existing businesses. And economic diversity, we'll develop and implement plans to increase and diversify the regional economic base. So some of the next steps, things that we're trying to do, and part of the reason that I'm here and that Miles is here and some of the other folks that were part of the planning, is we need two co-chairs for each of these strategies that I just went through to kind of lead that. We also need to host a community meeting and get volunteers from the community to serve on the strategy committees, develop action plans. Strategic plan committee meets again in the fall to hear strategy committee results. So those results are probably through the summertime. It may be a half day meeting or two half day meetings. It's not something that's going to take a long time to do. We actually hear those strategy plans, and then the EDC board actually reviews a plan and modifies and needs it and then implements it. Again, not something we fill a notebook full of paper with and stick it on a shelf and never see it again. This is really the goal moving forward. Any questions so far about any of that?
What is the term of the plan? What's the length of, like, is it like a 20-year plan or what?
I think our focus, I know that our focus has really been on 5 years. It's palatable. 3 years is short, and sometimes you can't move the needle that fast, and so 5 years was really the focus that we had. You know, you can reach way far out there, and some of these strategies may get further out there, but short term, when Russ Gant and Kerry and those folks brought in the last director, Dave Bossmeyer, in, they were basically 70% retention of businesses, 30% recruitment of new business. I would say right now that we want to show all the love and support of the businesses that we have here right now and keep people happy, get the jobs filled that are open right now, that we're probably a 90-10, you know. Let's 90% take care of those that are here, make them better, a bigger part of this community, and maybe 10% looking outward to bring folks in. So that's kind of the goal there. What does collaboration look like? I've used that term a few times. So I overuse this term. If you've heard it, I apologize. But I've said that a lot of us operate in our own silos. So you've got the IDC, the EDC, the ODC, SCOCOG, University Extension, Small Business Development Center, GOCAT, OSBE, Carol Silvey Visioning Group, Downtown West Plains, SOAR, which I think you added that one. I don't even know what that means. Okay. Okay, yeah. Tourism Board, City Council. There may be people operating out of their garages with groups. I have no idea. But you can tell there's so many people that care, that want the betterment of our region and our community that are part of these groups. I cross over on a few of these groups. I know there's many in this room that are actually in a number of these groups. But how do we get away from operating in silos or in our own lane, staying in our own lane and bringing everybody together? Is there a kumbaya moment where you have an umbrella and you have everybody working together? It might be a possibility. I'm not WPEDC, West Plains Economic Development, we're not forcing that on anybody, but But I can tell you that when we got all the folks into the room that were doing the strategic planning, there was a lot of feeling like it'd be really nice if somebody came to town that we could do this, this, and this for them all at the same time, versus having them kind of be a human pinball from City Hall to maybe the tourism office to, you know, on to the chamber and, you know, going all around town to try to figure out different things. When somebody lands on our tarmac, you know, what happens? What do you want it to happen? Do we want to pick them up? Do we want to show them kind of having a welcome wagon committee with lots of smiles and lots of people shaking hands and making sure that they've got things figured out? Because we really haven't had too much of that over the last 8 years that I've been here. But I think that's something that gets talked about. A concierge service is something that I've heard about. This may be a West Plains type of concierge service where we have people from our community, whether it's business leaders or folks that are not, just want to be participants and have great smiles and are very well spoken and represent our community. From tarmac to ribbon cutting, if we have, and I'm just going to say Menards, we have Menards jet land on our tarmac, what do we want that to look like? And I think we need to design that from point A to point Z as far as these folks coming here to ribbon cutting of them opening their structure. That's going to take all of this, these groups together in collaboration to get there. Center of Excellence, I know some folks, Jessica and I think some others went to Perryville, Missouri, is that true? Perryville is kind of one of those things that's shot up on the map recently because they had a lot of private funding, public funding, did a lot to make their living room pretty. So if you go to Perryville, Missouri's website, we don't want to be Perryville, we want to be West Plains. But if you look at it, they've done some really, really cool things with their community and really cleaned some things up. Lots of attractiveness too, and they're kind of the buzz town and one of the buzz towns in Missouri right now. And so my whole thing was, how do we provide that wow factor for those that are already here and those that want to come here? And I think some of these things have come out of our group. These strategic plans are so important, and we need your help to help develop those to get to some of these spots. What you can do, provide us with concerns that you see and possible solutions. When I was on the management side, I do it with my own staff now. If you come to me with a problem, come to me with two solutions. You know, don't just come to me with problems all day long that I have to solve. Bring two solutions to me. So if you see some problems out there, I challenge you to maybe come up with a couple avenues on how we can solve that or help that for our community, or maybe a good way or a person that can help us. Sign up for one of the strategic committees. We've actually got some sheets back there, so this is a little bit of a recruiting speech here, but we've got some sheets back there, and Miles and I will be on. It doesn't commit you for a lifetime of being on the EDC or anything like that, but it would really help in the next 6 to 12 months if we had some other folks other than the ones that you saw listed earlier.